Well, Governor Snyder continues to lead efforts to update Michigan's solid waste law and provide funding for initiatives to actually triple Michigan's recycling rate. To those ends, the 36th Annual Michigan Recycling Coalition and the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality State of Recycling kick off on May 15th in Kalamazoo. To learn more about this year's theme, Connecting the Dots, Closing the Loop, we welcome back good friend Karen O'Brien. Karen is the Executive Director of the Michigan Recycling Coalition. Pretty busy time for you, Karen.
Oh, it always is. Nice to be here.
Well, Russ and I are looking forward to being down at the conference, but we're going to give our listeners a little bit of a heads up. But first, in general, the recycling, I know we need to increase our rates. I mean, that's one of the things I mentioned in my intro. But where is the recycling industry in Michigan as we speak?
Well, right now we recycle about 15% of our municipal solid waste stream, commercial and residential waste. We're really the lowest in the Midwest in our recycling rate and frankly across the country. So the governor and the Michigan Recycling Coalition and our members have been working over the past few years to figure out how do we increase that recycling rate, because it really does have benefits for both Michigan's economy and Michigan's environment, and we want to reap those benefits.
Well, last we talked about a year ago, there were a couple of very important reports that we discussed. It appears that these reports have actually resulted in some legislation that has been introduced and some legislation that is pending. Let's first talk about the legislation that has actually been introduced by Senator Knopf.
Yes, yeah, Senate Bill 943 identifies and proposes a surcharge on landfilled solid waste, and that surcharge would go to pay for a couple different things, but recycling and solid waste being, you know, among them, as well as cleanup of contaminated sites and water quality monitoring. So he's proposing a $4.44 charge per ton on every ton of waste landfilled annually.
So for some clarity for our listeners, does this impact the consumer, or is this covered by haulers, or who pays this fee?
You know, it just like any fee, it goes back to the generator of that waste. So it would go back to residents and businesses and anybody who's paying to have that material disposed in Michigan. And in Michigan, about 50% of that cost would be borne by residents. And on average, a four-person household disposes of approximately one ton of waste a year. So that household would pay $4.44 a year to ensure that we have recycling across the state, composting opportunities across the state, as well as that we're focused on cleaning up mismanaged waste and contaminated sites across the state as well with that funding. Ironically, about 25% of the waste disposed of in Michigan comes from outside the state,
right,
and primarily in Canada. So that, you know, that tonnage would be paid for by out-of-state, you know, waste haulers.
And however, the Canadian haulers would, that would also be borne by Canadian consumers and the industry as well.
That's exactly right.
So let's put this in personal terms. I recycle. I have single stream recycling where I live. I pay approximately $50 every 3 months, or something like $60 every 3 months. My additional fee would be right around $4.44 for the entire year.
For the entire year, and it would, and that
is pretty nominal.
It is nominal, and it's only on your solid waste. It's not on recycling because we're doing something productive with
only
that.
Only on the solid waste.
So
okay,
it's only
right
on the solid waste. So the more that you recycle, the more that you compost, the less of that fee you will pay as well.
Well, since we've had single stream recycling, the solid waste part in the other bin has been reduced dramatically. There's no question about it. Is that true of most homeowners?
I think so. Anybody who has, especially a large cart, a 90-gallon cart with wheels and a lid, it's really so much easier to recycle now than it has ever been. But the problem is that not everybody across the state has access to those programs. If we can provide access to those programs all across the state, like we do, you know, curbside waste pickup, then we can generate the volume of recyclable materials that actually draws businesses here to Michigan to use that stuff.
We're talking about the Michigan recycling industry with Karen O'Brien, Executive Director of the Michigan Recycling Coalition. Well, what you just said speaks to the legislation now that is pending. How do we increase recycling rates in Michigan? How do we encourage municipalities to do more recycling? Talk a little bit about, this is a much more complicated array of legislation than the fee.
Yeah, it's quite a nut to crack because the stakeholders in the solid waste and recycling industry have really been working together over the past 3 years to identify the challenges that we have in statute right now. So our current solid waste laws are really based on defining each county, defining for itself what its solid waste disposal capacity needs are. And if they have to demonstrate that they have 66 months of capacity or 5.5 years of disposal capacity, and if they don't have that, they have to make way for development of disposal capacity or landfills. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, 30 to 40 year old state solid waste law, we have a plenty of disposal capacity in Michigan, so much so that it's difficult for recyclers and composters to compete for that material. And so we need to change the policies and level the playing field to allow, these more productive uses of our waste to really take place here in Michigan in a way that they're not. And that's
so they
what
have
we think.
To be incentivized, essentially.
Yes, very much. We have to, there needs to be some capital investment to move us from kind of this waste culture to this recycling and this use culture that we frankly just don't have yet in a pervasive way across the state.
And that's multi-pronged. I mean, that involves consumer education programs. That involves education programs for municipal leaders, an array of initiatives that would come under this tentative legislation or proposed legislation.
Yeah, most definitely. There's education that really has to happen at the state level, just helping people understand how it works and why it's good for Michigan's economy and environment. And then there's stuff that happens at the local level. Here's what you need to put in your bin. Here's what you don't need to put in your bin. Here's why we do it the way we do it. But I think the most important part of this is really providing access to all of these services across the state to residents and to businesses. And until people have the means and the opportunities to recycle, we're not really providing the services that we need to get the response we want.
Well, people can, our listeners can support Senate Bill 943, and they can track that now. You'll let us know when this legislation on the solid waste policy and all the other things we talked about will be introduced. Do you expect that to be happening fairly soon?
I do. There's a lot of work on it right now. The political machine is kind of moving through that, but we do expect to see something before the end of the term.
Well, Russ and I are looking forward. I mentioned the annual conference in my open, but it's the 36th annual Michigan Recycling Coalition Conference and DEQ State of Recycling, May 15 through 17 at the Kalamazoo Radisson. Give us a few highlights.
Well, I'm so excited this year because recycling is just growing and growing and growing. We've got like 58 sponsors and 43 exhibitors, and we have 16 concurrent sessions for people to learn about everything from food waste composting to, to what they do with their mixed waste plastic streams. And so a variety of educational. We've got 4 different tours. We've got a couple different trainings. We've got keynote speeches. And so it's a really, great way to immerse yourself in what's happening in recycling and to propel yourself forward. There are, entrepreneurial opportunities right here in Michigan in recycling.
Well, I know one of your tours, our good friends at Shoe Pan, you're going to be touring Shoe Pan Recycling. And then hooked on with that tour is a visit to a local brew pub.
Yes, Bell's Brewery. They do great stuff.
Now, who wouldn't choose that tour?
Exactly, exactly. Frankly, it's the people who are choosing the other tour at West Rock, which is a paper mill.
Right.
So who doesn't want to see that too?
That's
so,
true.
Good
That's
stuff.
True.
Really
well,
good stuff.
Well, it's great. Well, we're certainly looking forward to being down there, Karen. And we'll get more information from some of your guests on this pending legislation and their perspective as well. I've been talking with Karen O'Brien, Executive Director of the Michigan Recycling Coalition. Again, that annual conference is May 15th through 17th at the Kalamazoo Radisson. It is the Michigan Recycling Coalition Conference and DEQ State of Recycling. Karen, look forward to seeing you in Kalamazoo.
Likewise, thank you. And the web address for much more information about the conference is michiganrecycles.org.